Welcome to Misbehaved, a podcast dedicated to those living a perfectly imperfect life. I'm your host, Hallie Burton, and today's episode is for the girls going through Greek life. Miss joined a sorority, where we're breaking down the real emotions behind recruitment, sisterhood, and finding your place without losing yourself in the process. Because the truth is, it's not just about the letters on your shirt, it's about knowing who you are underneath them. Everyone talks about the outfits, hashtag rush talk, and the bid day photos, but no one talks about the mental gymnastics of trying to belong. Today we're going deep on sorority recruitment, the anxiety, the fear of rejection, and the powerful lessons you learn during your sorority experience that come when you least expect them. Okay, let's talk about something that not enough people say out loud. Sorority recruitment can be a total mental health roller coaster. Like, yes, it's exciting and fun and glittery, but also, it's emotionally intense, kind of overwhelming, and a lot of people silently struggle through it. So in today's episode, I want to break down some real mental health facts about Rush Week. Not to scare you, but to validate what you might be feeling and help you protect your peace. Fact number one, recruitment can trigger anxiety. You're meeting hundreds of people in a few days, repeating the same answers, smiling nonstop, and trying to be likable under pressure. That can make your heart race, your brain freeze, and your body go into full fight or flight mode. In a research paper called The Effects of Sorority Recruitment on Psychological Well-being and Social Support by Colleen Cash, Natasha Rivera, and Melissa Hunt, they shared that over 100,000 undergraduate women participate in the Panhellenic sorority recruitment process annually. Keep in mind this article is from 2016, so those numbers have definitely risen since then. So in this article, they discovered there was a significant anxiety for both successful and unsuccessful recruitment participants, both of whom reported increases in anxiety during the recruitment process. That is, simply participating in recruitment, regardless of the outcome, led to significant increases in anxiety, whereas non-participation has not associated with any increase in anxiety over the same time period. There was also a significant rejection reaction for unsuccessful participants who experienced an increase in negative dysphoric effect over the course of recruitment. However, this rejection penalty was fairly short-lived. Most unsuccessful participants returned to pre-recruitment baseline levels of anxiety and dysphoria 2 months later. So regardless of the result, potential new members experience anxiety. It also shared that women who planned from the outset to participate in recruitment were a surprisingly uniform group, reporting high rates of perceived social support at baseline, as well as high levels of extroversion, agreeableness, self-esteem, and psychological well-being. So those who were more psychologically healthy were more likely to obtain a bid during the recruitment process. Fact number two, rejection still hurts. Like we briefly talked about in that article, even though everyone says don't take it personally, being dropped from a house or not getting the results that you want hurts. You're human. You want to be wanted, and it's okay to feel disappointed, sad, or confused. And research actually shows that social rejection lights up the same areas of our brain as physical pain. Fact number three, Rush Week can leave you burnt out. You're on all day in loud rooms, high heels, high energy, and high stakes. That leads to emotional and sensory burnout, especially if you're introverted or sensitive to stimulation. Sometimes your body will tell you before your brain does that something's too much. Headaches, racing thoughts, butterflies that feel more like dread than excitement. Those aren't random. That's your nervous system waving a flag. Now, these stats aren't here to scare you. They're here to make you feel motivated and know that you can get through this and your feelings are validated. All right, take a deep breath, queen. You're doing amazing, even if you feel a little messy. Coming up, I'll share more about my sorority experience and the lessons that I learned from it. But let's pause a second, because I know some of you listening right now are in the thick of sorority recruitment. So consider this your official misbehaved mental health moment I like to call the Rush Week Survival Guide. Number one, schedule your mental breaks. Recruitment days are long and emotionally draining. Find a quiet place to breathe between rounds. Use your notes app or journal to check in with yourself. Listen to calming music or a short meditation before bed. Number two, Anchor into your why. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? What kind of people do I want in my life? Am I choosing this chapter or trying to be chosen? Number three, create affirmations for the week. They should be quick and grounding to help you regulate your nervous system before or after recruitment events. Examples, I am enough, with or without a bid. Say to yourself, I attract connections that align with my truth. It's okay to take up space without being perfect. What's meant for me will never ask me to become someone I'm not. Number four, create an emergency rush mental health kit. I like to think of this virtual kit as a list of things that help regulate and recharge. This can be your favorite playlist, 3 mood-boosting TikToks, a mirror pep talk, a safe person to text, your comfort snack, a journal or notes app prompt, your list of affirmations, and calming audios. One of the best ways that you can feel calm is also feeling prepared. And so I have also created a rush kit. It's on Amazon. I'll figure out how to link it. But when you have all the supplies you need to be successful, that also helps reduce your anxiety. And lastly, celebrate the small wins. Rush isn't just about the house you end up in. It's about how you showed up. Maybe you had one great combo today. Maybe you wore an outfit that made you feel powerful. Maybe you just made it through the day with your head held high. That's a win. Celebrate those wins, because the week is hard, but you can handle it. So if nobody's told you yet today, I'm proud of you. Not because of what house you're getting invited back to, but because you're showing up each day, even when it's scary, even when it's exhausting, even when you're second guessing everything. And remember, you're not here to impress, you're here to connect. Earlier, we talked about a research paper, and in that, they also shared women who definitely did not want to participate in recruitment. Almost 90% stated that they felt like they found a community. I was a part of that 90%. My overall experience being in a sorority was positive, but I actually wasn't planning on joining one altogether. I thought going into college that Greek life was just about drinking and partying, and that is nothing that I wanted to get tangled up in. But I went to an SEC school, and I soon found that Greek life was prominent on so many different aspects of campus. And I had a teammate who was able to connect me with a sorority. I showed up to this coffee date trying to get selected for a sorority through a call-on bid, which is a different recruitment process. And I remember I showed up in this frilly tulle dress, something that I thought I'd seen on Bama Rush, which was not the vibe. And they still accepted me. They accepted that I was loud and proud, and I knew I was right where I was meant to be. Honestly, being in a sorority helped in so many different ways. I was very involved on campus, and that involvement process was definitely helped and heightened through Greek life. It was all about networking and the community of people you get to connect with because of it. Greek life was amazing for so many different ways. We had Chef Dave, who made us fresh meals every day, including cookies, and man, did I eat a lot of those double chocolate chip cookies. I remember when I was deciding who I wanted to be my sorority big, I felt so much peace and comfort. Our activities weren't anything hazing-like or anything in that regard. It was coffee dates and picnics and all these wholesome things that I'd always wanted. I was on our executive board twice. I was VP philanthropy. I got to plan philanthropy events like Purple Rain, which is a paint dodgeball tournament. And my personal favorite was Walk a Mile, where we had guys wear heels and it was walking in survivor's shoes for domestic violence. And we put out a red carpet and it was a whole fashion show of guys walking in heels, and they owned it, gotta be honest. I was also VP membership programming the next year, so I got to host all of our wholesome sisterhood events, including a trip to Disney World. So that was really cool. But when we talk about the aspect of sisterhood, that is what I found the most in my sorority. I have my 3 closest friends. We call ourselves the Frog Fam. And even though we've graduated last weekend, we all met up in Orlando and went to Disney again. I'm trying to sell y'all on this. I hope that if you're listening this far, that you are going through the process and that you're loving it. But it was definitely worth it to finally find the people that I was looking for. And no matter where you end up, you will find your people in college. And that's the thing. Now that I've kind of told you my life story and being in a sorority, the truth is, going through the recruitment process isn't just about picking a sorority or getting a bid. It's kind of a crash course in life. And today I want to share the real lessons I learned during my time in a sorority. Not the cute, fluffy ones, but the ones that actually stuck with me even now that I'm graduated. Not everyone has to like you, and that's okay. You walk in hoping every house will want you, and when they don't, it's easy to take it personally. And even when you meet people after the recruitment process, you won't be friends with everyone, but that's okay. What I realized is that not making a friend doesn't mean you weren't good enough. It means you weren't the right fit for them. And again, that's okay. You don't want to force your way into a space that doesn't fully see or value the true you. Because the people who do get you, they're going to stick around. And you don't have to beg them to belong. Go in to college and the recruitment process and everything else in between with an open mind. Because everything works out for a reason. You will end up right where you were meant to be. And I feel so firmly about that. Some houses that you loved or some houses that you didn't like, they may end up surprising you and you may connect with someone unexpected. I remember there was a girl, we didn't have much in common and we wouldn't have been what you would have expected out of two close friends, but we ended up having a conversation during the sorority process where we both got really vulnerable and we shared our mental health experiences and what it felt like to deal with anxiety. And it was such a meaningful and memorable conversation that I had that still sticks with me today. And I don't think that girl was looking for a home in our sorority, but she found it. She ended up running home to us. And so it was a really sweet moment to know that one conversation ended up helping somebody make the decision that they wanted to call this place their home. Rejection is redirection. Rejection is never the end. It's just a nudge towards something better, toward what was meant for you, even if it doesn't feel that way in the moment. Rush is a marathon, not a sprint, and protecting your peace is a part of the process. Your value does not come from getting a bid. No bid card, when you open it up, makes you more lovable, interesting, or powerful than you already were. The truth is, trying to sink yourself into someone else's idea of likable just makes you disappear. It doesn't make you memorable. The right people will remember you. Genuine connection is better than a perfect conversation. There are times, constantly, every day, where I stumble over my words, and that's what happens during the recruitment process. But what makes you remembered is the way you make people feel. Be present, and don't focus on having the perfect pitch. Let go of the script and speak from your heart, because that's what sisterhood is truly about. Every single part of recruitment, the awkward convos, the tears, the unexpected plot twist, it teaches you something. And you have to go into it with the mindset that you are there to grow, to learn, to make friends, and to become more confident in yourself, because that's truly what it's all about at the end of the day. Whether you find your forever friends or feel a little lost in the process, just remember this. Joining a sorority will never define your worth. You do. If this episode hit home, share it with a friend who's rushing, currently in a sorority, or just trying to find her place. Don't forget to review and follow the show so you never miss an episode of Misbehaved. And if no one told you today, your crown never really falls, it just slips sometimes. I'll see you next week. But until then, no misbehaving.